Okay, right off the top, let's clear up some rumors about today's guest.
That's actually listed online, that you've got gold toilets in your Atlanta mansion.
No, I do not. I got regular toilets that, hey, they'll crack if you close them too hard.
So that wasn't true. But he would never lie about his girlfriend's cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe he would. But it is a fact that he thought his entertainment dreams were over when he became a parent to many pretty young.
I gave up on my dream once I had those kids. I was like, it's not about me, it's about them. And as soon as I gave and had that mentality, I felt God give it back to me.
Comedian, actor, content creator, Country Wayne.
On the pulse, boop, boop, let your heart beat. My toilets come from Lowe's.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. Every week we pull people together. They've got cool stories, entertaining stories in different fields, entertainers, and you name it. And today we've got somebody on the show who I'm excited to talk to because he's just got a story. All right, so comedian, he's produced things, he's acted, he's a social media phenomenon. Country Wayne joins us on The Pulse. How are you, sir?
Hey, I feel good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you. Did I introduce you appropriately?
Oh, you did, man. You definitely did. I was waiting for you to keep going, but no, I like what you did there.
I got some more things. Like, what'd I leave out? Like, was an aspiring rapper?
Yeah, I was inspired. Yeah, I was aspiring.
So that was how. Like, tell us about your background, because you're big on the scene, but I'm not sure everybody kind of knows how you got there. It was not an overnight success.
Definitely not. You know, I got it out the mud. So, you know, coming from poverty, having kids at a young age, and just coming from a small town, you know, it was almost impossible to get here. So I got a story that most people, you know, we would call the rag to riches story, but hey, it was a different grind to get to where I'm at, and I took a different journey using social media. So, you know, it's been one ride.
So I joked about aspiring rapper, but that actually, when you first wanted to get into entertainment, that's what you were trying to do.
Oh yeah, I wanted to be a rapper. I was like, that's the way that's happening in the neighborhood. I'm about to be a rapper, but I guess God was laughing at me. I was making him laugh. That's when I realized I was really a comedian.
All right, so the rap thing didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out like comedy. It was moving. I was popular in my neighborhood, in my town, and I had a couple songs on the. I had a song on the radio, but when I did comedy, that video went viral. I quit rapping that day. I'm like, "Hey God, I hear you. I quit." So it was moving, but it wasn't moving like when I started doing comedy on social media.
Now I feel like you mentioned, and I'm going to be honest. This whole conversation, this part of the discussion initially made me uncomfortable because I feel like every interview I've seen you do, somebody goes down the journey of how your kids have inspired your career.
For sure.
And then they always touch on the fact that it's a lot of kids.
It's a lot.
All right. So tell us how, because even the rap career. No, I know how you had them.
I was going to say, because, hey, man.
That's a different show. That's a different show. I know how you had them, but how did they inspire? Because you had to pause the rap career because you started having kids at a young age.
Yeah, they just inspired me to really be realistic and have faith and go get it, because you're looking at somebody that depends on you every day. So everything I did do, I took it serious. And if it wasn't for my kids, I don't know if I would have shifted that early in life the way I shifted in my 20s. You know, changing my diet, changed the way I think. I think my kids motivated me, like, I got to get right. So everything I did, I tried to do it at the highest level that I can. And if it wasn't for them, I probably would have did what most 20-year-olds did, you know, play with that time. Because I played in my teenage years, had a lot of kids. But in my 20s, I wasn't playing. And I give credit to my kids for that.
You had a lot of kids. So 17 to 20-something, how many is a lot?
I got 10 kids. And I had 7 kids by the time I was 22. So, you know, by the time I got 22, I had to get real serious in life because I had a lot of mouths to feed.
Seven sure. kids by 22 and got serious. So that inspired you not to go, oh my God, what did I just do? It inspired you to say, I got mouths to feed. I got to get serious.
Yeah. My mama raised me not to be no, hey man, when you make a mess, you got to sit in it. So man, my kids are my pride and joy. So even though I had them at a time that traditionally, most people don't have a lot of kids of that age and by multiple women, I was like, this is what I done. I made this decision. So I'm going to be a man and take care of my responsibility that I put myself in. So I looked at it as inspiration, motivation. Let's go get it.
I heard a quote that you made that you felt like the hip hop career, the children, what have you, God took one dream and then gave it back. Because what? Yeah. Because you didn't run from your responsibility?
I gave up on my dream once I had those kids. I was like, it's not about me. It's about them. And as soon as I gave and had that mentality, I felt God give it back to me. He's like, since you was willing to give it away, I would give it to you because I put them first. And it was just like when Abraham took his child to the fire, he was showing that's the kind of faith you're going to have. And I really believe that. I tell everybody, me putting my kids first and not caring about being famous, I gave up. That's when he gave my dream back and all these ideas and inspirations and things start happening because I truly put them first and he allowed me to get both because he know I was willing to not have this for them.
I think that's, and obviously we're going to go deeper, but I think that's an amazing, I wanted to kind of start there because I think that's an amazing platform because a lot of people who are in that situation aren't stepping up and saying, listen, this is my responsibility. I made the right decision and I'm able to pursue my dream. I think people need to hear that story more, and I'm glad that they are through mm-hmm. the things that you're doing. All right, so the dream then that was given back started with what, a $70 video when you kind of realized you could do all this?
The video was, to be honest, I didn't go viral until I was 27, but it was a video of me faking like I like my girlfriend's cooking, and it took off, and I knew I was going to be famous. Because I had been waiting on that moment, but I'm like, God kept his promise. So I was like, I went viral. Oh, I'm like, I'm famous. I had 1,000 followers, but I was like, I'm famous. And ever since that day, I stayed consistent, man. I was putting up 3 videos a day for like a year. Then after that, I did it for like 2 years. Then I started doing stand up. Then when I came back this time, I went to put up 3 videos again, but now I upload 17 to 20 brand new pieces of content every day, 3-minute videos or longer.
So that was your comedy initially was doing those kind of skits and doing the things on social media. And after the first one went viral, you realized you were onto something. Did you ever think it could get to this?
I ain't going to lie, man. God blown me away. I can't say I thought it was going to get to this because I knew I was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be this way. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy now the way that I go viral every day. And now I got a whole production on social media where I'm not even in the videos and they still go viral without me, just with my platform and my ideas. So, no, I didn't know it was going to go this way. It's been a little different here.
When you hear, and I was looking at the numbers, like your videos have been seen billions of times.
It's outrageous.
That's crazy.
I get 200 million views. Over 200 something million views per month, probably like 250 now.
Whoa. Does that shock you when you sit back and go, what?
Sometimes when I say it, it does. It's like, this is kind of crazy, but I don't think about it. I just do what I do. I don't never really have time to think about it. But when people reiterate it to me, I'd be like, man, it is a movement for sure.
So for billions of views, I don't know if there's anybody who hasn't seen your videos, but if there's somebody who hasn't, what do they see as we're following you on social and kind of see what you're doing?
Well, back in the day, years ago, you seen me just being funny. Now you see storylines, you see soap operas and family shows, and I got like miniature TV shows on my platform. So now you're going to see Country Wayne name, but I might not even be in the video most likely. You're just going to see storylines and content that touch everybody's lives that they seen and could get some inspiration from it or could get some entertainment in a way that's not so vulgar.
We interview a lot of comedians. I'm curious how the old school guys have responded? We seem to get two schools of thought. Like, you get the people who embrace people who have taken social media and blown up behind it and go, wow, this is this new tool. They don't have to answer to anybody. They're doing it themselves. And then you have another kind of batch of the old schools who are like, this isn't the way that you were supposed to come up. Social media stops you from having to grind. And you're actually still out there on the grind.
Yeah, I'm still out here because I told everybody, when you got God, man, I got Jesus. So it didn't matter what nobody said. You know, I knew I was going to rise to the cream of the crop because I'm not dependent on my videos. I'm not dependent on social media. I'm dependent on a source that make the sky blue and the wind blow. So it'd be 10 years in October when I went viral, and I didn't. It was a lot of people that was against me when I first went. Oh, he won't last long. But boy, was they wrong. Cause it's just getting started, man. I got a movie I just did with me, Coco Jones, and Loretta Devine, and Tabitha Brown. That's gonna come out next year. That I put up the money for myself, so I own 100%. So it's proven that they were wrong, but it definitely was some doubters and some naysayers. But man, hey man, people talked about Jesus, so I can't worry about what nobody got to say. I got kids to take care of.
Yes. Yes. I saw you. We were talking before we got started about an interview I saw you doing on the Club Shay Shay, where y'all just sit down and talk forever. And he broke down the inspiration behind you needing to do all these different videos. I don't rarely get into people's pockets, but you publicized that you got a couple $100,000 in child support. So these videos are necessary.
Oh, yeah. I spend it's about $200,000 a month just on my family. You know, my bills, my family and my bills. That's baby mamas, and it's more than just child support. It's just I take care of my whole family, from my grandma. Everybody get a check every month. Grandma, sisters, baby mamas, brothers, my daddy, all my kids, everybody get a check every month. So it costs me like $200,000 a month, but I'm able to afford that and have way more extra.
How'd you manage to get baby mamas and family and all the, and everybody's on board? I mean, obviously the checks help, but everybody is on board and get along, and you're still the guy who's out there people are positive about.
That money. Let me tell you something about money is the root of all evil. But if it comes to a person with a good heart, it make it all good. You know, people do evil things for money. So I just gave people opportunity to do something good for money. So it ain't the evil that people run to, it's the money that people run to. So I realized if I take care of my family, give them all the opportunity, and they all work now. My baby mamas do a good job of taking the kids to school, my kids being my videos, they do everything. My sister, she take care of my house when I go on, my brothers, they work with me. My daddy drive the Sprinter for me to go tour. So these people around me are working. And my kids are in the videos, which I make a lot of money off with them also. So it's a system, man. I just feel like, man, ain't nothing like family. So I wanted to be the one to take care of my family, and God made me able.
I love this. I really do. I just love the message that comes out of it. Clean comedy matters to you. The skits, the stand-up, and what have you. Why is that so important? Because a lot of people do the whole viral thing by any means necessary. That hasn't been you.
Nah. I just wanted everybody to be able to watch it. You know, I wanted especially the older generation, I feel like they don't get no entertainment nowadays. So I wanted them to be able to really watch it and don't have to hear the B word and MF all day. You know, it's just, now I talk about some real subjects, but I keep it clean. I don't use the words in vulgar where you got to turn the volume down or when you're around your kids or your grandmother.
So you're on tour now, right?
Well, I'm on the road right now, but this is not the tour right now. But yeah, I'm definitely on the road every weekend doing this new material because I just got an Amazon. I got another special that I'm dropping next year. So I'm bringing this material to these cities and letting them see it.
Check it out. So you're in Philly in October. So yep. October 4th, you're in Philly, the King of Hearts tour. So you're moving around. Is that what you were just talking about?
No, I just got off the King of Hearts tour. This is just me doing shows right now.
Okay, so Philly, you're just what, getting ready for your special?
Nah, Philly, I kind of tear it down. I'm ready. I'm just keeping it ready. I kind of tear Philly down and make their stomach bust, and they ain't got a cuss. I kind of make people lean over loud and stomp their feet and hit their thighs. That's what I come to do, for sure.
He's like, listen, it don't matter what it's called. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm still coming to Philly.
I come to bust their stomachs with laughter. That's what I come to do. To make people forget about their pains and sorrows, and let's come laugh with Country Wayne.
No matter what it's called.
No matter what it's called. It's called, you're going to lean over and stomp your feet and hit your thighs.
So is this, when you go out on the road, so you just came off tour, but you're still on the road. When you go out on the road, is this kind of getting out there, testing material, like finding out the things that are best for this upcoming special, or you just love being on tour?
I already got the special down. It's just that now you're able to keep throwing it out and keep testing it in this city and making it stronger, making it stronger, making it stronger. And at the same time, man, I just love seeing my people. These are people that made me who I am. If it wasn't for them, there would be no me. So I like connecting with them and just, you know, letting them feel the joy that God gave me and connecting with these people, because I know what I'm going to do to them when I see them.
So you gave us the general. People are going to be laughing crazy. Okay. What do you hope we all leave with? Just laughing, or is there a message that comes out of a Country Wayne tour?
Nothing matters but God. Your relationship with God, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your husband, your relationship with your kids. If you got your relationship right with God, everything else gonna be all right. I just want people to stop putting so much energy into what they do and put their energy into their relationship with God and themselves and watch what happened in their life and stop taking stuff so serious. People let somebody text their phone and ruin their whole day. Nobody should have that much power over you. So I just want people to realize, live. We only on this earth for a certain amount of time. Stop worrying. If you ain't got that bill money, try your best to get it, but don't stress about it and get your lights cut off. Because if your lights get cut off, at least don't be stressed. Like, I just want people to stop stressing. Live life and realize, hey, man, if you got faith, faith and fear is equivalent. Whatever one you have, that's what's going to happen. If you got fear, fear going to happen. If you got faith in something, it's going to happen. So I just want people to live and be joyful and love each other and realize it ain't that serious.
The dynamic of somebody who is God-fearing, talk about God, don't stress, you know, doing videos and making millions of dollars, got gold toilets in their mansion. Like, you understand. This is an interesting dynamic that we don't see every day.
Yeah, because I've been there. I come from, and I don't got the, you know, most people, we hear about it in a song, but through social media, you get to go back and really see my story. Mm. You see me shoot videos in the projects. So everybody could go back and see. It's like a visual Bible. So I've been there, and I'm still there because I got family that's there. So I'm with the people, even though no matter how much money I make or whatever, so I can relate and I know what people need. They need that relationship with them, loving themselves and their relationship with God. And just laugh. Laughter is healthy for you. Before you cry, try laughing first.
You saw what happened when MC Hammer started buying gold toilets, man.
That's why when you said the gold toilets, my toilets are definitely from Lowe's. I don't know what you're talking about with the gold toilets. Man, I got the white ones that break. The toilet seat loose in every bathroom. When you said gold toilets, I said, I'm going to call him after the interview and tell him, I don't have no gold toilets.
You need to have your people go online, man. That's actually listed online, that you've got gold toilets in your Atlanta mansion.
No, I do not. I got regular toilets that, hey, they'll crack if you close them too hard.
So somebody's trying to mess up your image, man. That's messed up.
Yeah. Oh, that's online. Somebody definitely trying to. That's the devil. I'm not buying no gold toilets.
It was interesting. You talk about all the videos you've done. Another interesting thing I read, and I'm guessing I should ask if it's true, because they lied about your toilets. But one of the things that I think is true, when you started putting these videos together and putting people in them, and a lot of people who do the social media, like, hey, let's collab, work with me. You were treating this like a full-on kind of production company. You're paying people to do the video.
Oh, yeah. My payroll for my production company every month is like $450. It costs me $450,000 to make these videos every month. I'm paying people real salaries.
So is that part of, because now a lot of people want to work with you. You know, they'll do it anyway because of the millions and billions of views, but it's still important to pay people.
It's important to pay people because in the end game, if people work for free and when you do blow up, it'd be a problem. So I believe in paying along the way. So, and I believe when you pay people, you get more out of them. If you want to get something out of somebody, pay on the right amount. I guarantee you will see something in that person. You, man, them people be closing their computers, fishing the TV at the same time. You'll be like, oh my God. If you pay people right, you'll get something out of them you never thought you could get out of them. And it's not a, you got to make them know that it's coming consistently. It's like paying people is like a woman's energy. When a woman know that you got her back consistently, she going to give you a piece of her spirit that you no man has never had because they feel the security. So I had to turn it into a real business because they taking this serious when they get on camera. You know, because it's hard to give your all when you ain't getting paid right. Even if you think you're getting your, if you think you're giving your all, if you're not getting paid right, man, it don't work.
Man, there's people here in the studio. You got people here in the studio nod their head going, uh-huh, he ain't lying. Yeah.
Like, he ain't lying, man.
I started to say just a couple more questions. I appreciate you taking this much time with us.
No, no problem.
So we were, you're doing the production. You've got the specials coming up. You're producing stuff. I started to say, just based on your message, like you should do a self-help book, but you did.
I did a book called Help Is On The Way. And it did very well. And shout out to Penguin Random House. They gave me a situation and that book is going to be around a long time. And if you read that book, I even go back to the messages that I got in that book. I got a rule that's called stop while you're ahead. I was in the streets hustling, but it's like, you know what you're doing wrong. It's like if you're eating bad, it's like go ahead and stop before your heart stops. If you know you're eating a bunch of grease, just stop it. So I had rules in there that I've used and applied to myself every day. And that book is like, it's a version of what I read in the Bible and what I put into my life. And I guarantee you that if anybody apply those rules and lessons, they'll get their blessings for sure.
It is just two more. One is inspiration for people. It's interesting because I started this journey of 100,000 followers because I wanted to try to prove that you don't have to do the shady, the drama, the divisive or what have you. I might have to stop. I'm not there yet, but I think you've already proven it. So that certainly is a positive thing. But when you have people who are now looking at you, social media is a huge thing. They're trying to follow in your footsteps and take ownership of their own dreams and goals. What's the message you have for people following you?
Be real. Tell your story. Because tell what you know and don't be ashamed, because that's the only thing you're going to be able to tell authentic. And now with social media, people can read your spirit and they can tell whatever you're talking about if you're speaking new from just because that's something you want to talk about or want to be looked at a certain way. But they can feel when you can speak it with conviction. Like if I talk about kids, I'm going to speak it with such conviction that everybody going to know he's done this.
Yes, sir. So, that's authentic right there.
Yeah, it's authentic. So everybody needs to be just real. Everybody just need to be real, man. And everything will work out.
People know you. What do you hope they remember you for when your career is done?
They don't got to remember me. They better just remember they need Jesus. A lot of people don't want him, but they need him. I don't care what they say. They better remember I messed up early in life. And I know, and they better believe that. They ain't got to believe me. But they better believe the one who made the sky blue and the wind blow, that if they don't get them, it's just, man, my life been good. And it don't supposed to have been this way. I was supposed to be in prison. I was supposed to be behind on child support with all these kids. Man, God even fixed my teeth. And I ain't have to go to the dentist. I was born with these. He's a good God. So I'm like, people just better remember they need them. Don't listen to this world. Don't believe nothing in the world. Because they have proved to us that it's bad. The world told us milk was good for us. So if you trust anything that had us believing a cow was jumping over the moon, you got to be a fool. So I want people to believe in the one who made the sky blue and the wind blow. That's it.
All right. I got one more. You talk about your kids a lot. Man, they're in everything. They're in your skits. How does everybody, because some are young. So you've got young to adult. How does it, I mean, again, it goes back to, I guess the check is good, but how does everybody feel about the fact that they're such a part of your public life?
It's so real, man. It's a big family. Like, my baby mama's got keys to my house. You know what I'm saying? They walk in there when they want to. So it's like a big family. And when I talk about them on stage, they understand that this is true. And daddy still love us, but he always keep it real. I've been so consistent with who I am. They know it's not personal, you know. I tell jokes about my baby mamas. Like, I got them a BBL, but they ain't work out afterwards. So it's back how it was before I got it. And it was a waste of money. And them jokes make them feel some type of way, but it's real life. And I feel like I pay enough child support. And
right.
I should be able to tell these jokes.
You said you pay the people who are in your videos. That's essentially what you're doing.
Yes.
In that circumstance, we end every episode of The Pulse with the concept of the show, which is using your voice for good. You've been talking about it throughout the whole process of the interview, but when you hear the phrase, use your voice for good, personally, what's that mean to you?
Man, use your voice for the positive. You know, lead people to something positive. A man of the world leads people to him, but a man of God leads people to God. So just lead people to good things. Drink water. You know, love people, treat people right. Find a way, and we all ain't gonna start off that way, because I did. You know, I was a drug dealer. So we don't got to start off that way, but just make sure somewhere in your life you make that pivot to lead somebody to something good that could take them to a positive, you know, a positive way of life.
And no gold toilets.
Hey, I would never buy I'm never buying a gold toilet. I can't figure that out. I was trying to figure out who put that up online.
Listen,
that was saying.
It's there. It's in your list of accomplishments and questions.
Well,
we're going to put this out there publicly, though, so we're going to correct that one. That's our service to the community.
Yeah, that's a service. My toilets come from Lowe's. I don't have one gold toilet. I don't have a gold knob.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with Country Wayne. That guy is inspiring. He's funny just because, but to hear his story, to hear his commitment to clean comedy, to have somebody with 10 kids from 5 different women and still manage to have people go, that guy's an inspiration. He's taking care of his family. Everybody's getting along. He's doing the right things. His quote that God took away my dream, but when I proved that I was worthy of having it, he gave it back. That resonated with me, so I hope it did with you as well. Do me a favor, hit subscribe, like, follow, whatever it is on your phone, tablet, whatever format you're listening to the podcast, so you get a notification every week when another episode comes out. You can also download the Fox Local app, so all of the episodes of The Pulse are right there at your fingertips. If you've got questions, suggestions, ideas, hit me up on social media at BillAFox29. Thank you so much for listening, and I leave you today as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.